judge.
No, no, you're right. Not how.
Well, you're walking through a city street. You could be in Peru, and you hear a distant calling, and you know it's meant for you. So you stop what you were doing, and you join the merry mob. And before you know just where you are, you're in an Irish pub. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too, they got four of them in Sydney, and a couple in Kathmandu. So when you sing a full of pint, you'll always have a job. Because wherever you go around the world, you find an Irish pub. Now the design is fairly simple. It usually works the same. You'll have razor, out and silver in the Irish entertainment. And you know you're in an Irish pub the minute you're in the door. Because a couple of boys with color will be burning Christy Moore. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So when you sing a full of fight, you'll always have a job. Because wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub. Now the owner is Norwegian, the manager comes from work, and the lad that's holding up the bar says only English clerk. He lives born and bred in Bolton, his family's from Kildare, and he's going to make his fortune soon.
And I'll leave you sitting at the bar and face the wind and rain. And I'll have that pint you owe me. I'm not going on the dry. And we meet next week in Frankfurt in the fields of Adelaide. They got one in Honolulu, they got one in Moscow too. They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So when you sing a full night, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Yeah!
They got four of them in Sydney and a couple in Kathmandu. So when you sing a full of pints, you'll always have a job. Cause wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Yeah, wherever you go around the world, you'll find an Irish pub.
Woo!